Here's a sample of a completed BACB Experience supervision form. You should make sure to always bring blank copies to supervision meetings so that they're filled out as the supervision is completed rather than later. For the supervision forms, make sure that all the sections are completed, including name of supervisor and supervisee. If you have multiple meetings during one of the supervisory periods, a week, and one of them is a group, whereas the other is individual, I recommend indicating that by using the letters I and G as shown here. If you only have one supervisor and one experience, you should document all of your experience hours in one form. In this form, you should also include all the supervision you received from that supervisor, as well as the independent experience, direct and indirect hours, you complete for that week. If you have multiple supervisors or multiple experiences, you'll need to fill out multiple experience supervision forms for each week. For the section on characteristics of supervision, check off all that apply and make sure to indicate which BACB task list skills were covered during the supervisory period. I suggest that you keep a copy of the BACB task list with you so you can refer to it during supervision meetings. Your supervisor will then complete the evaluation section, providing a score of satisfactory, needs improvement, unsatisfactory, or not applicable for each of the items listed in this table. Your supervisor will then provide a general score for your performance. Finally, you and your supervisor should both sign the form. Per the BACB requirements, forms should be completed in black or blue pen.